Chapter number 6, we'll stand on with the reading of the Word of God tonight. Found the book of Galatians chapter 6. I appreciate the good day that the Lord's given us today. How good He's been to us. I appreciate the spirit of worship in the house tonight, this morning. And we are honored that He would be in our midst. And we sure do need Him. Galatians 6, verse 10, a verse that we've tried to build the ministry with. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. He said, "You see how large a letter I've written unto you with mine own hand. As many as I desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ." Verse 14, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." Amen and amen. You may be seated tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for the good day that you've given unto us. I want to thank you, Lord, for how you've blessed us and how you've seen about us. Thank you, Lord, for the souls that you've saved lately. Now I pray tonight that you would help me in teaching the Word of God. Help us to be a blessing. Clarify my mind, I pray tonight. Move, I pray if it be one here lost, that you would save like only you can do. Help all of our preacher friends tonight that's standing in the Word of God. Help our nation this evening. We sure do need you to lead us out of where we are as a country. Help us now, in Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen. And amen. I'm interested tonight for a text verse. You'll find that Paul said from henceforth in 17, "Let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." I want to preach a little while this evening on the marks of the Christian life. Some marks of the Christian life. Paul, one of the greatest preachers that ever followed Christ, he said, "There's some things about me that stand out." I do understand, no doubt, these were probably scars on his body for the cause of Christ. But I think as a child of God, we ought to bear some marks on us to a lost and a dying world that something has happened unto us by the good grace of God. These marks of a Christian, I want to say a few things first tonight about some things that Christians are not. I want to say that Christians are not perfect. We're all human. In Philippians chapter number 3, Paul said in verse number 12, he's writing and he had this to say. He said, "Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." A Christian is not perfect. We all make mistakes. Brother Mike had said something today that I'm real familiar about. When we get to heaven, we'll never have to worry about, "Lord, forgive me again." And I sure am glad that this is in our Bible, though, this evening, found in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1. The Bible says this. He said in 1 John 2, 1, "My little children," I'm glad I'm one of his young'uns tonight. He said, "These things write I unto you that you sin not. He said, you ought to not have a lifestyle of sin after you are a child of God. He said this. He said, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation or the atonement for our sins. And not for ours only, of the church only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, Christians are not perfect, but thank God we are forgiven. And I want to say not only we're not perfect, but in 1 Peter 5 and verse number 5, we're not to be proud. Here, Peter is writing and he says this, and underline it, church, and watch your Bible. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. The Christians are not perfect. Christians are not proud. And a lot of people think that Christians are poor, but Christians are not poor. In Romans chapter number 8, don't say, oh, he's a poor old Christian. Lord, I'd rather be a Christian tonight than anything I know. In Romans chapter number 8 and verse 14, He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. Join heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. This evening, we're not poor. We are heirs of God. And I'm going to tell you something. I sure am glad the wheel's already been read. I'm glad heaven's going to be my home. And I'm going to tell you, I'm an heir of God and I'm joint heirs with Christ. He is my brother. He's my Savior. And I'm going to tell you what He's got, I've got, because I'm in the family. A lot of times, folk act crazy. Folk act crazy when people die about this will reading business. But honey, I come to tell you, the will's already been read. We've got a place yonder in glory. And I'm glad nobody's going to get my birthright tonight. Don't say, poor old Christian, I declare we in a kingdom tonight. An heir of God. I like what the old feller said, God owns all the cattle on every hill and all the taters under the hill. Oh, we're mighty blessed. Folks say, well, them poor old Christian, what an honor. Brother Vince, what an honor to be able to raise our hands toward the Holy God and say, thank you that you put me in your family. Oh my, Christians are not perfect, but yet we're justified. We're forgiven. And so we stand there complete in the eyes of God on the benefit of His Son. Christians are not proud. Christians are not poor. And Christians are not popular. In John 15, I want you to look in this verse this evening. John 15 and verse number 18. Here the Bible says this. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, and therefore the world hateth you. If you stand for God, you're not going to be popular in a lot of places. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Don't think that you're going to be the most popular person in school. You're not going to be the most popular person at work if you stand for the precepts of this Bible. And I've noticed this, you're not going to be the most popular man in the community if you stand on this Bible. You know, people don't mind folk being a little religious, but when you take a stand for the Bible, when you take a stand for Jesus only, it ain't no other way. And when you take a stand that God's going to run your church, honey, let me tell you, you're not going to be the most popular preacher on the block. But I can tell you one thing, I'd rather have the presence of God about us than the whole community standing here tonight. Glory to God. Some things the Christians, are, I want to say this, I'm glad we're purchased. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, I want you to underline some of this tonight. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 19. Here the Bible says this, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you? Which you have of God, and you're not your own. For you're bought with a price. Oh, what a price He give for you, child of God. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You know, we have a tendency to work a lot on this flesh, and this flesh needs to be worked on. But what about our spirits? Daniel had the right spirit on him because he had the right spirit in him. You're never going to have the right spirit on you till you get the right spirit in you. Oh, tonight, I sure am glad that the child of God is purchased. We are bought. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 18. The Bible says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. He said, I've done something for you that money cannot buy. As from your vain conversation received from the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Let me tell you, Calvary was not an afterthought of God. Calvary's been on God's mind a long time. He said before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. Now, we have been purchased, we are bought. In Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse 1, Brother Joe, we've been brought. Bible said, in you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. That word quicken, it's a Bible word, means to be made alive. Until a sinner has been made alive by the Spirit of God, they're still dead in trespasses and sins. And we need the Spirit of God to come by and shake them out of their sleep. Dead man can't do nothing. You go by any funeral home, you can speak all you want, friend, they're not there. And so it takes the quickening of the Spirit of God to come by and quicken the sinner. He said, you, which were dead, where in time past, you know the reason I run with that crowd before I got saved? I was doing all I know to do. Where in time past, you walked according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or our lifestyle in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Let me tell you something. Just because you're saved don't mean that you won't have desires of the flesh. You always going to have desires of the flesh. We're to crucify those daily. That's why you young people ought to be careful where you go, what you do. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get old, your mind plays rewind of all them places you've been. You know something? It's very important. We used to sing a song in Bible school, "Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little hands, what you touch." A lot of truth in that tonight. And so here we've been brought. He said we were by nature as the children of wrath, even as others. In verse 4, Brother Tim, I always thank you when I read this verse. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us. I'm glad we've been bought, but thank the Lord in heaven we've been brought. I'm glad He brought me out of that crowd I used to run with. I'm going to tell you, we're purchased. We've been bought. We've been brought. And I'm going to say we've been branded. You know, an owner always puts a mark on his own. And what you don't understand, the day you got saved, God put a mark on you. Oh, He can see it. And so the Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 12, that we should be the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. You got to trust in Him to be saved. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. Preaching's got to go on. He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. The gospel of your salvation. Aren't you glad you heard the word of God one day? The Spirit of God enlightened you. By faith you turned to Christ and the Holy Ghost quickened you and made you alive. And come and lived inside you. Now you're a temple of Christ. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now watch what the Bible says. He said, after you believed, you were sealed. Now, when I was a young preacher, I used to use a mason jar and pop that top on it. You know, when you'd pop a can of preserves, how it pops, that's sealed. But I never had nobody teach me the Word of God. This seal means it's an insignia from the king been stamped on you. I'm glad I've been marked by the hand of God. He's put His mark on us. I'm glad we're branded from heaven for heaven tonight. And we've been sealed. I notice, oh glory, I notice when them doors would back up to that dock loaded with goods, if it didn't have a seal on it, we couldn't take the load, we'd refuse the order. But when it got backed up to the door and it had a seal applied on it, that meant that it was ready for transport and everything was on board. I'm glad tonight, thank God, the Holy Ghost come by and put a seal on me and I'm in transportation toward the glory land world. And one glorious day, I'm going to back up to the dock of glory and unload for the last time. Glory to God. Glad I'm sealed. I'm glad He's put His mark on us tonight. Don't be scared of the Holy Ghost. Without Him, you're nothing. And so we find out that we've been branded. Look what He says. Sealed with the Holy Spirit, which is the earnest of an inheritance. Don't look down in the mouth like you ain't got nothing. Honey, you got everything if you got Jesus tonight. Which is the earnest of our inheritance. To the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of His glory. I want to say something. I don't say it bragging. I'm just going to say it facts. I was raised by one of the best mom and daddies in the country. My daddy died years ago. And it took my mama what they had saved and more to live. And when she died, there wasn't much there for nobody else. But let me tell you what, I've got inheritance tonight. My Father owns it all. Lord, aren't we rich? Has it ever dawned on you what God done for you the day He saved you? And so we've been branded. I'm glad it is the earnest of our inheritance. That down payment, He's put that mark on us to assure that we're His. He's going to come back and get us. Didn't He say this morning that He would receive us, not take us? Was anybody listening in the preaching in the morning hour? Receive us. Boy, when the Holy Ghost turns us over to Him, what a day. I'm going to say tonight, the Christian is purchased. We're bought, brought, and we're branded. Secondly, we're peculiar. Strange people. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. Here's your word. A peculiar people. That ye should, watch this, should show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness to His marvelous light. I noticed when that boy shouted this morning after he got saved, it unnerved some people. Look what the Bible said. Don't let Baptists steal your shout. I realize we are a church of order, but honey, I got more Bible to show you're supposed to shout in church that you're not supposed to shout in church. Show forth the praises, not to the preacher, but unto Him. Do you understand that tonight? That it's right to worship? I realize everybody don't have to lap the building and hoop and shout, but those that enjoy it, there's nothing wrong with it. Why, it's red cars and black cars. Like Brother David says, sit there and frown you want to. I'm going to be happy till I go into heaven. I'm going to be joyful. I might not be happy, I'm going to be joyful. Happiness comes in happenings. I'm not real happy, but I do got joy in my heart tonight. I'm saved. My sins is... I don't have to die and go to hell. I never have to wonder, am I going to heaven no more? I'll never forget, me and Renee's living in a little trailer beside where we live now. Hadn't been saved long. I didn't know much about the Bible. Didn't know no doctrine. Brother Jerry, I got out in my yard one night. I was miserable. I mean, there's frost on the ground. Renee's in the bed. It doesn't 1 or 2 in the morning. I got to crying, Lord, if I'm not saved, save me. I'm miserable not knowing, Lord. And the Holy Ghost, just as much as you were looking at me tonight, this is what He said. Get up, you're saved. Lord, I walked in that trailer and you may have never doubted it since. Boy, I tell you what, I'm glad that I'm a child of God tonight. And we ought to show forth all the praises unto Him for what He's done for us. We peculiar people, we're peculiar by birth. John 1:11. Peculiar by birth. You ever thought about this? Man was never born in this world to go to heaven. He was born to keep the garden, till the land, to keep it. Man sinned. God sent His Son to die for your sin, my sin. That we could be saved, that we could be born again. And when you're born again, you get to go to heaven. I believe the Bible teaches us that all little children are safe until God deals them. I don't know what that age is. You don't either. That's a God thing. We leave it with Him. And the reason I tell you that tonight, I've got Bible. When David sinned with Bathsheba, God took that son of David. He died. David wept. Came back. Men said, David, you look strange. He said, why aren't you crying no more? He said, because I know this. He said, he can't come to where I am, but I can go to where he is. I'm glad God's got all the little children in safety tonight. And don't let nobody never tell you any different. They're safe in the eyes of Christ. There's going to come a time in your life, I don't know what age that is, when God deals with you, you're held accountable for what you know to the light He's given you. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 1, every man will stand before God without excuse. There'll be nobody. He said you can look up and realize there's a God by creation. He said you can look in and realize there's a God by conscience. And everybody will stand before God without excuse. But I'm going to tell you, we are peculiar because of our birth. We are born again. I'm glad I've been born by the Spirit of God. John chapter number 1. Look what the Bible says here. Verse number 11. He came to his own received him not, but as many as received him. You've got to receive Christ. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but was born of God. We're peculiar by birth. We're peculiar by belief. I believe the Bible tonight. We're peculiar by the blood. Oh, we are peculiar by our birth. We are peculiar because of what we believe. We're not socialists. It's amazing. Don't get quiet. We're not socialists. Jesus isn't a socialist. He said He's the way, the truth, and the life. There's one way to glory. That's by Him. We live in a nation that we brought the Buddhists, the Muslims in. Now they speak on the house floor and have prayer. Strange things tonight. Let me tell you something. We are peculiar because of our belief. I believe the Bible. I believe that it's still the blood. We're peculiar by birth. We're peculiar by belief. We're peculiar by behavior. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. Won't preach much longer tonight, but I want you to underline this. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood, earth, and some to honor, some to dishonor. If any man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. We ought to be peculiar in our behavior. Now, the marks of a Christian, the marks that we've been purchased, the marks that we are peculiar, but there are also some marks that we would be persecuted. Look in 2 Timothy 3 and verse number 12. You can underline this because if you ever take a stand against family, against... Let me tell you, I'm not the most popular cousin in the cousin realm. It's just some things I ain't taking my family into. And I don't care if they great-grandpa's left-handed sister's cousin. I ain't going if it's against this Bible. Well, you know they family. We just got to do what they do. No, you ain't. Get you some guts. If they loved you, they're going to love you anyway. If you got to compromise to make people love you, you don't need them loving on you. Look what the Bible says. Persecuted. 2 Timothy 3, verse number 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. He said, I'm going to tell you what, right now, before you get started, good, if you're going to live for me, you're going to cross some folks that think you ought to compromise. But you realize this tonight, one of the greatest marks of the Christian's always been they'd be persecuted. Don't think it's strange if you don't take some heat. Because if you live for Jesus, you're going to take some heat. But it's worth it. Persecuted. You'll be persecuted in serving God. Matthew 5 and 11. Matthew 5 and 11. I love a man that'll run for office, get up on the stage in front of a million people and say, I don't compromise. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And then people say, well, you know, you're too religious to be here. It ain't about religion. It's about Jesus. It's about salvation. It's about a lifestyle, a change. Now, Matthew 5, verse 11, here, look what it says in the Great Beatitudes. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Verse 12, rejoice. Be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Persecuted and serving God. Persecuted and supporting the gospel. Let me tell you, folks, this is a narrow-minded book tonight. It'll save all, but it's very narrow-minded. And then you'll be persecuted for stirring the guilty. I'm going to tell you, when you're a Christian and you turn the light on to somebody else, they're not going to think a whole lot of you every time. The marks were purchased, were peculiar, were persecuted. But lastly, I sure am glad there's some marks that were protected. Psalms 27. Turn there in your Bible. We won't go nowhere else tonight. Psalms 27. This is a wonderful psalm. Psalmist David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" I'm glad there's protection in wondering. As I said earlier, I'm glad that I know tonight that I have salvation in Christ Jesus. There's protection from the wicked. Look in verse 2. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I'm glad He protects us by the wicked. I'm glad in verse 5 He protects us in warfare. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Now shall mine head be lifted above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Look in verse 4. I skipped it, but I want to give it to you. I'm going to tell you how important the house of God was to Psalmist David. Look what he said. One thing I desire of the Lord that I'll seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. There's nothing like seeing the presence of God move across His people. I'm glad we can go to church where we can experience that, and you would be amazed that people don't know what I'm talking about tonight. Formalities, all they know, mechanics. We must learn to worship. And so we have protection tonight from the wicked, from the war. Verse 7, there's protection in weeping. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When Thou settest seeking my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek Thee. Hide not Thy face far from me. Put not Thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I'm glad there's protection in weeping. And then in verse 14, I'm glad there's protection in waiting. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say. on the Lord. I'm glad there's some marks about His children tonight. Appreciate you being here. Stand with us this evening. Appreciate